This is Gulf Coast Live. I'm Julie Glenn. On this arts edition of Gulf Coast Live, we're talking with a composer who heard Radiohead and thought, that'd go great with some Brahms. Find out how the classical meets modern music mashup came to be a little later in the show when we talk with the composer, and we'll even have a listen to some of the music. But first, Art Walks the Runway struts through downtown Fort Myers next week. It's the seventh year for this three-day celebration of wearable art, and it starts 1 week from today at the Sydney and Byrne Davis Art Center. Melissa DeHaven is the producer and host of Art Walks the Runway fashion show. She's also the development director at the Sydney and Byrne Davis Art Center. She joins us now live in the studio. Melissa, thanks for being here.
Hi, Julie. Thanks so much for having me.
It's great to meet you. Also joining us by phone is the designer whose work is being featured in the opening night of the three-day event. Kristen Elise is a designer for Vivra Canvas Couture. Thanks for being able to join us.
Thanks. Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
We're talking about fashion in Fort Myers and the upcoming Art Walks the Runway event. Are you a fashion hound? Do you see the art in what we all wear? Give us a call and tell us about it at 877-428-8255 and become part of the conversation. That's 877-GCU-TALK. On Facebook, we're at WGCU Public Media. And on Twitter, we're at WGCU using the hashtag GCO. So, Melissa DeHaven, how long have you been the producer and host of Art Walks the Runway?
So this is our seventh annual year of Art Walks the Runway, and I have been doing it for 7 years.
So you've been involved since the very beginning.
Yeah.
Have you seen it evolve since it started?
Well, first it was just a one-day event, and then we moved it on to 2 days, and now it's a three-day event. And it just seems to progress every year with the fashion designers, the amazing performances we have. And of course, it's at the beautiful venue, the Sydney and Byrne Davis Art Center, which is like one of the most beautiful buildings in Southwest Florida.
It's incomparable. It's gorgeous. Every time yeah. we get a news release from you down there, it's got that picture attached to it, and I just want to stare at it.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. We have a great shows lined up each day. Each day is completely different.
Oh, yeah. It's good. Well, so when you first started this 7 years ago, did you think that a fashion show might have legs to run for 7 years in Fort Myers?
Oh, I thought we definitely needed a fashion show, something exciting to come and see and watch, and something, you know, for the young people and people of all ages to come out, because there are a lot of people who are out there who appreciate fashion and who appreciate, you know, what they wear and are always excited to see something walking the runway.
And there's no denying there's a heck of an arts community in Fort Myers, too.
There really is.
So the title of the fashion show is interesting. It's Art Walks the Runway. How is art reflected in the fashions that we're going to see at this event?
Yeah, so art and fashion kind of collide for Art Walks the Runway. And exactly as you're going to see on opening night with Vivra Canvas Couture, I mean, she has these amazing gowns that are actually hand-painted that you're going to see the Walk the Runway. And then also we feature some incredible art performances. So you'll see contortion dance performance by Katarina Danks, some musical performance. And then there's also the debut, Frankie Colt. She's a musician, local musician, and she's debuting her own fashion line. So it's going to be a music and fashion performance colliding together.
You got them all covered pretty much.
Yeah. And then we'll have a great music performance with a dancer. Michaela Poole is going to be dancing with Emma Arnold, and John Davis is going to be playing the cello on the opening night on Thursday as well.
I'm going to have to go for that.
You should.
He's still yet to see it.
Yeah.
So, Kristen, Elise, your designs are going to be featured, as was just mentioned, at the opening night of Art Walks the Runway with Vivra Canvas Couture. Tell me about how art and fashion intersect in your work.
Well, our dresses are slightly unlike anything I think anyone's ever really seen or created before. Before we even started, we searched the whole planet to try and find something that really compared to it, and it doesn't, just because I have like some kind of alarm going off in here, it doesn't. Sorry about that.
I think you're kind of cutting out. Are you there?
Oh, yeah. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you. So tell me a little bit about how art and fashion come together in the work that you're doing.
Yeah, so we searched the whole planet to see if we could find something that even compared to what we were envisioning. And for us, it's not fabric that we use to create the dresses. It's actually real artist canvas, like primed artist canvas that comes in big rolls or on square or any size type of canvas that you hang on a wall or you see on a wall. And we took that same exact primed canvas and made dresses out of it. And then once they're made, they are entirely hand-painted from the bottom up, the whole thing.
Okay, so you start with a canvas, and then you make it into a dress and the shape of the dress that you're wanting it to look like. And then you go in and you paint that canvas.
Exactly.
As it's hanging on, I guess, what do they call the form?
A mannequin. So they're totally, it's like painting in 3D for an artist. It's very different rather than painting on a straight, regular canvas.
Yeah, you know, because I've felt canvases and I'm kind of wondering about, like, the comfort level here.
I know, and everyone kind of wonders about that. And the weird thing is, once you make a dress in the shape of your body that fits you perfectly, it ends up feeling a little bit Tempur-Pedic-y. So it'll feel a little bit hard going on. And then as your body warms up the canvas, it morphs and it molds to you. So it's, in fact, it's like really comfortable. Very weird.
Wow, that's kind of interesting. But I can see how heat might make, you know, the stiffness in some of the canvas maybe kind of give way a little bit. And then it just,
definitely,
like you say, Tempur-Pedic. I mean, that's a great analogy. So tell me about
exactly.
Some of your, what are some of the pieces that we're going to see?
You'll see almost the entire collection from our Palm Beach collection that walked in New York Fashion Week. And it is from jellyfish and deep blue oceans to just paradise scenes and blue skies and beautiful florals from our tropical paradise down here in Florida. So it varies a good bit, but it's a really beautiful collection.
Very vibrant.
Yeah. I mean, I'm imagining
very
these
vibrant.
Colors would be pretty standout. Mm-hmm. What are you using, oil paint on these canvases?
I was actually just going to say, actually, they glow, weirdly enough, in photos so well because it has such high pigmented paint, and it's acrylic paint. So oil would take, like, almost a year for it to dry with the amount of paint that we use on the dresses.
And by then, it's so last year, right?
Exactly. Yeah,
sorry.
So last year. So it's just, we layer tons of thick paint on there. And the artist for this particular collection, Sarah LaPierre, she uses a thick paint palette knife texture. So acrylic paint is wonderful because it dries pretty quickly and she can work on it and do layers and work on it for a few weeks at a time and it dries every time.
Mm-hmm.
But it's golden paint, so it's really, really pigmented. So when you photograph it and it catches that light, it just glows. It's crazy.
Well, we have a picture of one of them on our website. I think it's the one that includes the jellyfish on it.
Oh, awesome. That is one of our favorites for sure.
Yeah, and people can check that out at gulfcoastlife.org to take a look at a picture of at least one of the pieces. So at Vivera Canvas Couture, do you have a different artist every year doing your collection?
Yes, each collection is a different artist. So we always highlight them in the write-ups on our website and describe what artists you're actually getting when you purchase these dresses or purses or bow ties, whatever we've got. And this collection is Sarah LaPierre. The new collection is Amanda Wilson. So each collection just varies. We've got those two really on board to do a lot of our in-house things. So when someone places an order, either one of those two artists, whatever the customer wants, they can kind of choose the style, and that's how we go about that.
Well, it sounds like it needs to be kind of made to fit the person, too, because canvas doesn't have a whole lot of give in it, I don't think.
For sure. Yeah, that's why it's couture. That's why we chose the name Vivera Canvas Couture, because it is, in fact, very, very custom. We do at least a minimum of 3 to 5 fittings per dress. So it is exactly, like, made custom for you. The bow ties, purses, and shoes and belts, those are a little bit different. Those one-size-fits-all kind of thing. It's not really needed to do custom. So that's the easier product for us.
Mm-hmm.
But the dresses are definitely couture and custom for each person.
Yeah, it sounds like it would. There's no choice with that. Definitely.
Yeah.
Melissa, are any of those ready-to-go items, like purses and things like that, are those available at the event, something like that?
It depends on each designer.
Oh, yeah, okay.
They either offer them on their website online, and sometimes, occasionally, they'll have a little rack set out where they have a few things for sale.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You were mentioning art walking the runway, and I can't forget to mention elements of body art. There's a special runway performance always on the Saturday night show, and they actually – that is where the art comes to life on the runway, where these bodies are painted, and there's an incredible performance combined with the runway show, and I just – that she's been a part of the show for 7 years too. So,
and she does the same person every year.
She really brings to life the art and fashion colliding on the runway. Something
okay, so this is something that you brought up before we went on the air. I asked, is this a family friendly thing? Is this something that kids can go to? The whole family can go and check out. And this is the part where you're like, well, you know, this happens. And this is the body art mm-hmm. where, and this is where the fashion is painted directly on the human body.
Directly on the human body.
But everything's covered.
Everything's covered with paint. And she really paints almost to look like there's a fashion. I mean, it looks like you're wearing clothing.
Yeah, I saw the picture. It looked like a denim shirt.
Mm-hmm.
that was that we saw. And you can't – there's nothing visible, but it's really interesting that she can – how long does it take for her to do that?
It takes her all day. So she's painting probably for 10 to 12 hours, and then it walks the runway one time, and that is her art form. And then, you know, they're available for pictures and stuff after, but – it's crazy that she takes that much time, paints on the bodies, and then you just wash it away.
Yeah, well, the one that I think
it's
it was
something
like a,
to see, though. It really is. It's pretty cool.
I've seen it a couple times, but different artists. It's always interesting to see how they're able to make it just appear like there's actually something on the person, like they're actually just wearing clothes, and how they can mimic fabric on the human skin.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah. That is. We are talking about the upcoming Art Walks the Runway event at the Sidney and Byrne Davis Art Center in downtown Fort Myers. The event starts 1 week from today, and we're talking with Melissa DeHaven. She's the producer and host of the event. And we're also talking with Kristen Elise, who is a designer with Vivre Couture, Canvas Couture. If you'd like to be part of the conversation, you can give us a call at 877-428-8255. That's 877-GCU-TALK. So, you know, every time I think of fashion, I think of the movie Devil Wears Prada. I mean, who doesn't? I mean, is there anybody who doesn't? Think of that movie. So in that movie, the value of fashion is called into question and how it influences more things than most people may realize. Kristen Elise, does that ever come up for you, the value of fashion as a form of art?
Oh, yeah. Fashion influences so much of everyone's lives that they don't even really realize the significance of it. But if you look back at photos of your parents, you see just how different the whole world was back then, and it's mostly just by looking at their clothing, their hairstyles, and how we were living at certain decades and times. So it has a huge influence, even when it comes to technology and having heated clothing or like painted clothing. All this kind of thing is new and modern, and you just have to change with the times as everything around you changes.
It's kind of the most visible representation of a given generation's aesthetic.
Exactly. Yeah, really is.
So, Melissa, do you see fashion as a way for art to kind of transcend in some ways?
I do. I also think fashion is about your own style and being comfortable in your own skin and wearing what you think looks cool. You know, you don't have to necessarily follow along with anything that's something that's trending, because it seems like fashion always cycles around. You know, you'll see things from back in the day that come to be trendy again. So I just think that
the hip hugger jeans, they came back for a while. I'm so glad they're back out.
Yeah.
Not that I'm going into the mom jean or anything, but those low-waisted jeans are so hard for so many people to pull off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yeah, things do always come back, right?
Yeah.
I don't want to get too highbrow or heavy on it, but Melissa, is this kind of a chance maybe for artists to challenge the way that they look and the way that they create, a way to kind of mix the media up and maybe approach things like painting on canvas and making that into the fabric?
Yeah. I mean, art is very versatile, and artists definitely can go beyond the canvas and move to clothing or purses or accessories. There's some artists that we've debuted in the past, Peonia Couture, Peonia. They have a line of amazing necklaces that are recycled, you know, from recycled computer parts and different things like that. So there definitely is a way for artists to bring art into the fashion world.
Does it feel like recycling materials has become more popular now that we've become more aware of, you know, the need to do that kind of thing?
Yeah, we had Maria Pia Malerba. She's a local incredible artist at the show a couple years. She's been in the show, I think, two or three times now. But the last time she made these incredible dresses from recycled material that you wouldn't even know was what it was. And she did this giant butterfly caged dress that was made from irrigation tubing and screen lanai, but just made it into something that is incredibly beautiful with all of these butterflies that were dangling down within the, you know, within the screened dress that were also paper.
I feel like I saw an image of that. That was pretty awesome.
Amazing.
It was really striking. But I think it's going to be more fun to see it in person than just seeing the pictures afterwards.
Absolutely. There's something so fun and exciting about being at a fashion show. And we have a great DJ. Again, he's kind of a little bit of a celebrity too, DJ Tommy Giami. I found him 2 years ago, and he actually DJed for like Victoria's Secret after parties, and so he always mixes up some great music for the shows as well. So you have the great vibe with the music and the fashion and all the entertainment. And then some of the models that are in the show, too, are really amazing. We have Miss International. She's been in the show the past couple of years. Miss Fort Myers will be walking the runway this year. And just recently, one of our models who comes over from the East Coast, Brittany Placencia, she was personally modeling for Michael Kors, like as his personal model. So we have some incredibly beautiful models walking the runway wearing these beautiful, amazing designs.
That is so – it sounds – Now I just have to go. So, Kristen Elise, I wanted to ask you, so what originally inspired you to get involved in designing clothing in the first place? Did you start as a designer or as an artist with paint?
Weirdly, a little bit of both. I have really no formal training in fashion design at all, but I did go to school for fine art, and I did teach K-12 art for a few years. Absolutely loved it, but realized that it was so time-consuming and I wanted to give all my all to the kids that I couldn't do anything on my own. So I was able to reach and help and inspire more kids by taking this role and really stepping out into the fashion world myself than I could ever just in one classroom. So it's been amazing just getting to speak at different schools and work across the country and show these designs and inspire everybody from a kid to 85. It's really fun to see people's reactions to the different dresses and art and just all of it combined.
I mean, were you just sitting there looking at, you know, like Monet's water lilies and thought, hey, that'd make a great skirt? I mean, how did that kind of come about in your head?
Well, so talking about the recycling thing, I started making dresses in 2009 out of pure paper and plastic and like all weird, unconventional things. And it started as an environmental outreach. Turned a little bit more into, okay, I'm a business and I have old menus from my diner or whatever. I'd like to use these before they get thrown away. So then they would pay and commission me to make dresses out of menus or x-rays or whatever office or company needed something. And it grew and grew and grew. So I've been doing that for quite some time. And at an event, I did a white paper dress, live painted by Sarah LaPierre, the artist, in front of like hundreds of people at this charity event. And we auctioned the dress off, the paper dress, and just raised thousands of dollars for charity. And it was so fun and so great, and people just loved the concept that we were like, well, you know what? We should try this with canvas. Let's try it. I've worked with paper for so long. It's not that different than paper. Maybe I could fold it and manipulate it in a way that would be a little bit like my paper dresses, but then be wearable and dry cleanable and reusable.
Yeah, there's just no cleaning paper dresses.
Exactly.
I've tried that. My daughter makes paper dresses for her stuffed animals, and there's just no cleaning those things once they get dirty. But so do you have any advice for budding designers in the audience listening today? I mean, what kind of things would you tell someone who's feeling creative but maybe discouraged because it's kind of like almost having a rock star dream, you know? It's not everybody gets to really become the designer.
Yeah. I mean, it's with any industry and any dream, I would say always keep learning. Always learn from other people and have a mentor of some sort. If you can reach out to a fashion designer, I know I love talking to some of my young artists and emailing back and forth and giving ideas and just being a little bit of an inspiration to them, I think helps. So as a young designer, definitely reach out to people. Don't be afraid to either say no or not get a response because some of them will. Some of them will respond and love to guide you and give you even an answer or help. And just learning, consistently learning is, I think, the key to any success in any dream in any industry.
That makes a lot of sense. So, Melissa, as the director of development at the Sydney and Byrne Davis Arts Center, how important is this fashion event in the season? Is this kind of like a signature event for the season?
Yeah, it's definitely one of our signature events for the past 7 years.
Is it kind of close to your heart, though, because you're also the host and producer of this one?
It's a lot of work. Yeah, it is. It's close to my heart, and we do a lot of things at the Art Center. So, you know, it's just finding the time to get everything organized, search for new designers. You know, there's 35 different models involved and a lot of coordination of a lot of different people because we have the hairstylist and the makeup artists and the performers. And
local just, hair studios are involved too.
Yeah. We have Scene 826. They're very close to downtown. They're doing the hair Thursday and Friday night. And then Saturday, we have Red Salon and Spa. They've been a part of the event since the beginning. So those two. And then Sun State Academy, we give them the opportunity opportunity for their students to come out and do makeup, and they do an amazing job on doing the makeup.
Do you see a difference with students doing makeup versus pros?
You know what? They are right up there with the pros. I mean, they must be close to graduating.
Are they kind of like also really out of the box too, like really
more
daring?
Yeah, they're very young, daring, and they listen, you know, to the concepts and inspirations that the designers give them, and they do a great job. They really do.
Well, there's so many makeup tutorials on YouTube anymore. It's kind of – there's no excuse to not have decent makeup anymore. I'm just kidding. So do you kind of have like a personal affinity for fashion?
I do. I like to accessorize. So whatever I'm wearing, you know, if I'm just wearing something all black, I want to have a splash of color, or, you know, maybe wear something very colorful because I work with the arts at the Art Center. I have a closet full of a lot of different clothing because at the Art Center we do so many different events that are maybe themed or, you know, 50s party. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, I like, you know, getting up and getting dressed. And then the film festival's coming up, and I help Eric Raditz out with that. So we have the red carpet event, you know, coming up. So I have lots of clothes in my closet. I need to go shoe shopping, though. I need to get more shoes.
Yeah, well, they do take a beating, especially when you're walking the runway all the time and doing the red carpets like you
yeah.
do all the time. So there are also local boutiques that participate in this event.
Yeah.
That's the Saturday thing?
No, Saturday's international.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Friday night is the local boutique night of fashion. So we're featuring Farima Boutique, which is in the Gulf Coast Town Center. Saratoga Sundress, they have three locations. They have one in Saratoga, New York, one at the Bell Tower Shops, and then they're opening one in the Mercado, I think next week, actually. And then Holly's Boutique, they're off Gladiolus. And then Friday night, we also have the debut of Cobras Empire. It's Frankie Colt. She's a local musician. She's a pretty cool rock star chick in mm-hmm. the area. And she performed last year at the fashion show, and she reached out this year and said that she had some designs that she's been working on and she wanted to be a part of the show. So I thought it would be really cool to mix her performance with the fashion walking the runway. So that'll be an interesting thing to see on Friday night, is the music and the fashion together.
Do you find sometimes that artists are able to transcend genres like that, to be able to do music and then also kind of have an ability to design clothing and or paint or all other arenas?
Oh, no, not me. No. Not me at all. I cannot sing to save my life.
I am
Frankie
right there with you.
She, you can just tell, like, what she's always wearing, she's always looking cool and trendy, and so
she puts a lot of thought into it anyway.
She has some really cool stuff that she's going to showcase on Friday night.
That'll be pretty fun to see, too.
Yeah.
How many people usually attend this event over the course of the 3 days?
It's about, I think we can fit 175 people in the room, so it usually sells out. So 175 people each night.
Is it sold out yet?
Not sold out yet. So
okay.
It's coming up next Thursday, though, so you should get your tickets soon.
Is it hard to get tickets?
No, they're available now. So if you get them, and then usually at the door, as long as we're not sold out, they can just, you know, check up on our website. If we sell out or anything, we'll just mark it as sold out. But we do have tickets available still for each night.
How much are the tickets expensive?
It's different. It's different each night. So Thursday night, it's $40 in advance, and each night it goes up at the door. And then it's there's also VIP seats, which is just around the runway. So the very, you know, exclusive premier seats. And then Friday night, local boutique, it's $20 in advance for the tickets. And the Couture Night of Fashion is $35 in advance.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Are the VIPs sold out yet?
No, we still have some VIP available.
Ooh, this is good news.
Yep.
And how do people get them? They need to go to your website?
Yeah, they just need to go to the Sydney and Byrne Davis Art Center's website. That's sbdac.com.
All right. So on the Thursday event, there is going to be who we're talking to on the phone right now, which is Kristen Alice with Vivre Canvas Couture Design.
Yeah.
There's
one other designer. It's Kala Express. The designer is Sumita Bowani. I believe that's how you pronounce it.
And that'll be the same night?
Same night, yep, Thursday night. And she's featuring her collection, Let Life Flow. She's originally from India, and she has some really cool artful fashion to showcase Thursday night as well.
Okay, so it's two on that night.
Yep.
All right, great. Well, that's about all the time we have for this part of the show, but I want to thank our guests. Melissa DeHaven is the producer and host of Art Rocks the Art. I want to say Art Rocks
yeah,
the
we're,
Runway.
We're rocking the
I
runway.
Knew I wouldn't get
we're
through the whole
the
show
runway.
Without saying that. Art Walks the Runway fashion show. And also want to thank Kristen Elise, the Vivre Couture designer, and featured at the opening night of the event. I want to thank both of you for your time.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
And best wishes for a great event. Coming up, a twist on classical music with modern popular music. We'll talk with the composer and symphony director that's bringing this unique mashup to town. I am Julie Glenn, and this is Gulf Coast Live. Stay with us.